Thai dancers, puppet theatre and traditional music greeted passengers Friday as Bangkok's international airport formally reopened. The ceremonies marked a first step toward recovery for the tourism industry after 8 days of protest by the anti-government People's Alliance for Democracy closed Bangkok's airports. The siege ended Wednesday after a court banned Prime Minister Somchai Wongsawat and his party from politics because of election law violations. The protest stranded more than 300,000 travellers. Tourism accounts for about 6% of the country's economy, and in 2007, 14 million people visited. Officials warned that could be cut by half next year, in part because of the protests. Santachai Yuchongprasit, a marketing executive for the Tourism Authority of Thailand, says a new advertising campaign will start soon.
The public reaction that be a strong message that we can talk to the world that our situation is coming to the real normal, and then this is going to be make the public have a confidence in coming back to Thailand.
Somsong Sachapimuk is the general manager of the travel agent SS Group. She is confident that European travelers will be among the first to return to Thailand.
I can tell 80% said they will come back to Thailand because of the hospitality they have received from the Thai government. Yeah, Thai Airways and THT, they help, they join hands to really help the tourists.
Although airport officials say the facilities are ready to go, not all airlines have rescheduled flights. On Friday, the international facility handled about two-thirds its normal daily load of 700 flights. Australian traveller Gary Radcliffe was ready for his flight.
I'm very pleased about it. I'll be glad to get home. Going out Thursday a week ago. Under the circumstances, I've got no complaints.
But he says he will wait until Thailand's political situation calms down before returning. Thailand is politically deeply split. Coalition parties tied to former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat are strongly backed by rural and working class voters. The PAD and other groups made up largely of the educated middle class accuse Mr. Thaksin of being corrupt and authoritarian. The PAD vows to resume its protests if the next Prime Minister is too closely linked to Mr. Thaksin. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.